The lights go on. The fans file in. For the next four quarters, you're in for war.
Down in the corner, Reimer for three, shot good. Reimer hits another one. Reimer now with 20 points in the ballgame, and Houston Kai has got the lead.
It's high school basketball action, and it's on the Breeze 94.5.
And here we go. Lease looks. They throw it underneath. Lease shot at the horn. It's good. He threw it off the back of an Adams Central player, picked it up, and laid it in. The gimmick works.
The pride, the passion, and all of the emotion comes down to tonight. And it's right here on the Breeze 94.5.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. We're at the Patriot Gym in Hastings, and tonight a girls' high school basketball game for you as the Adams Central Patriots get set to take on the Kearney Catholic Stars. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Adams Central coming in, a record of no wins and three losses. The Patriots playing their fourth game in their last seven games. This is like an NBA schedule to start the 2013-2014 season. Adams Central opening up the year a week ago with a 63-38 loss to Holdridge. Then they played Aurora on Saturday and lost to the Huskies by the score of 46-35. Played in Sandy Creek on Tuesday night and lost to the Cougars by the score of 46-43. So Adams Central playing their fourth game in seven games tonight against a team in Kearney Catholic that is undefeated on the season. The Stars come in a record of three wins and no losses. They played in the Grand Island Early Bird Tournament last weekend and won all three of their games. They beat Sandy Creek 72-49. They beat Norfolk Catholic by the score of 53-40. And they beat Lincoln Lutheran by the score of 43-39. So a big task here for Adams Central as Kearney Catholic just to continue their winning ways here tonight as their season is off to another great start. We're a few minutes away from the tip-off of the ball game tonight. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll come back and chat with the head coach of the Adams Central Patriots, Tim Barker. The New Tech Seeds pregame show continues after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And we're back on the New Tech Seeds pregame show as we get you set for Kearney Catholic and Adams Central tonight in girls high school basketball. We'll spend a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Tim Barker. And coach, four games in 7 days. This is number four here against Kearney Catholic. A tough schedule to start the season.
Yeah, it has been. And that's, you know, you can schedule some easy games, and some people do that. Sometimes that's just the way it goes or whatever. And we have the same schedule we've had for a long time. We've added Sandy Creek back onto our schedule, and they squeezed it on a Tuesday this year, just the way the calendar is and the way the days roll. And so, you know, that's made it a lot of games in very few days, and that's the way it is. And it isn't the best thing for us this year. There'd be some years it'd be great. And we're just a little banged up, and it's a little rough, but that's the way it is.
You got an experienced bunch back. Playing four games in 7 days is all right, but you're in a position where you got some youngsters out there trying to learn their roles and trying to get accustomed to the varsity action, and it's probably not such a good thing.
No, it's a little rough, and that's one of the reasons why we've had some of the turnover issues that we've had, and that's been what's got us in trouble. Is you know, we can play really well and play with somebody, and then we'll have two or three turnovers, sometimes even four turnovers in a row, and if they get a couple of scores in there, all of a sudden they go on a run on you. And you know, with our inexperience, it makes it a little tough to be able to answer that. Everybody knows basketball is a game of runs, and right now that's where we're struggling. We're struggling getting that next stop and getting that turned around and getting a couple of turnovers ourselves. And, you know, we have girls that are trying to figure out how they can play defensively and how they can match up defensively. And it's just one of those things where we're doing a lot of good things, but there's enough things that we're just not quite getting done in the middle that's given teams a chance to go on a little run on us.
struggling a little bit offensively, too. Talk about that.
Well, some of that is a matter of figuring out shots. Again, we've got some guards that have been in and out a little bit and some guards that have kind of changed roles just a little bit. Jackie's coming off of an injury, Jackie Fowler, that is, and so she's struggling a little bit with her timing and everything else. And a couple other guards that are, they hurt a knee a year ago, they played a little bit, but still not quite there. So our biggest problem there is just timing and uncertainty on what are good shots and what aren't good shots. And so that's part of where we're struggling is figuring out where the shots are.
As soon as those shots go down, some of those guards, the outside shots, it's going to open up the inside game a little bit, and then maybe this offense can start to click.
Well, and that's what we were kind of hoping is that our post players, and Alexis Grimmett had a great game against Sandy Creek the other night, did a good job inside rebounding, and, you know, she has a chance to have another good night here. Carney Catholic is just very athletic, not real big, but just very athletic, so she has a chance to have another good night, and she's been coming on. She's kind of battling an injury a little bit, too, so... you know, but we would like to be able to get that inside-outside game going and really need to get the outside game going.
Unfortunately, injuries have been a factor with Adams Central, and here we are. We're sitting in our fourth game of the season. But you got some guys on the sidelines. You've got some girls that are nursing some injuries and some girls that not yet have seen action yet for you.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that can be, you know, as big a challenge mentally as anything is, you know, when you want to be able to do things right and for some reason you're just not able to do those things, whether it's your footwork or whether it's your ball handling because you're, you know, you have fingers messed up or whatever it is. That's frustrating mentally to not be able to, and a lot of us that have gotten older have figured that out over time and have had to kind of give the game up a little bit. But, it's an injury situation, and it you know, it will make them tough. And when we get everybody going again, and hopefully we do get everybody going again, I think a lot of things will click a lot better.
About the other night at Sandy Creek, you did some good things in that ball game. Had to lead in that contest throughout much of the ball game, but could not win it to the end.
Yeah, I think a big part of that was right at the end of the first half when we had an 8-point lead and we had a free throw shooter out there and we missed a couple free throws, and then they go down and they score a couple baskets to get it back within four before halftime. And I think that really gave them some momentum and confidence. We had the ability to go up by 10, maybe to swing that, go up by 12 and have them where they're down a little bit because they're struggling to trying to find their identity too, and with some turnovers and scoring points. And but that little run at the end of the half kind of gave them some energy, and then it was a battle from there on out. And you know, I thought that Alexis's shot right there at the end of the game was going to fall in, and it just fell off. We've had a lot of that too, but you know, great effort again. We just enough mistakes to keep them in the game.
Got Kearney Catholic, like you said tonight, a very athletic bunch. Traditionally, this has been a tough opponent for you.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, they're not as big as what they've been the last 4 years, where they've always had 3 6-footers out there. And but they've countered that with shooters. They have some young kids that have come in as freshmen that have played a lot of basketball that can really shoot the ball. And so their outside game has really improved. So, you know, where they were strong inside a year ago, they're really strong outside right now. And so... they've just changed a little bit, kind of reloaded, but they're loaded with a lot of talent and a lot of good shooters this year.
Talk about what they do, some of the things you'll have to maybe stop tonight.
Well, number one, we'll have to extend our pressure a little bit, and that gives them some opportunities inside. They're not big, but they are athletic inside and can still score inside. It's just a matter of being able to try and defend them and stay down, not go for ball fakes and get out of position, but protect the lane and guard the ball the best we can. You know, we have to defend their shooters because they can really light it up and score a lot of points in a hurry.
All right, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
So, Mark, our head coach for the Adams Central Patriots. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Mike Will back in the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight. We're at the Patriots Gym. at Adams Central High School tonight as we get set for girls high school basketball. This is a girls-only doubleheader for us here tonight. The junior varsity game just completed a few minutes ago. Kearney Catholic having an easy time with Adams Central, winning by the score of 53-27. As we take a look at the stars of Kearney Catholic, again, a very good basketball team, currently sitting at 3-0 in the season after winning the Grand Island Early Bird Tournament last week. Wins over Sandy Creek, Norfolk Catholic, and Lincoln Lutheran. In those three ball games, they averaged some 56 points per ball game and gave up 42.6 on the defensive end. Kearney Catholic hit 38% of their field goal tries in the opening weekend, 37% from three-point territory, only 48% from the free throw line. They averaged 11 turnovers in those three ball games. And their leading scorer in the opening weekend was Ali Prosofsky, as Prosofsky averaged 12 points per ball game last week. She's a 5'6" junior, also averaging in double figures for Kearney Catholic last weekend. Was Whitey Colling, as she averaged 10 points and one rebound per game. Colling is a 5'6" junior. Tim Markov mentioned that Kearney Catholic doesn't have the sizes they've been kind of accustomed to the past couple of years over at Kearney. However, a very good outside shooting ball club. And again, they expect to light them up here tonight against Adams Central, a team that has struggled defensively. Opposing teams to the first three games of the season are shooting 62% against Adams Central this year, including 80% from three-point territory and 59% from the free throw line. Patriots have had a tough time getting their offense going offensively, 32% from the field, 13% from three-point territory, and 57% from the free throw line. Turnovers have been the number one problem for Adams Central. They're averaging 20 turnovers per ball game through their first three this year, while they're forcing only eight on the defensive end. The Patriots averaging 38 points per ball game offensively, giving up 51.6 on the defensive end. So it's Adams Central 0-3 on the season, taking on 3-0 Kearney Catholic in girls high school basketball action tonight. We'll come back and check the starters as the New Tech Seeds pregame show continues after this.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holston for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back here at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central High School here tonight. We'll get you the starting lineups for Adams Central. They will go with Jackie Fowler tonight. Jackie Fowler, a 5'4" sophomore. Fowler is averaging 6.7 points and 2.7 rebounds per game. Brittany Wiseman gets a start tonight for AC, a 5'5" junior. Wiseman averaging 6 points and 1.3 rebounds per game. Josie Bumgardner is a 5'7" junior. Bumgardner averaging 4.7 points and 2 rebounds per game. Alexis Grimmett, a 5'9" senior. Grimmett had a good ball game the other night against Sandy Creek. She scored 14 points in that ball game. Led the Patriots in scoring. She's averaging 8 on the season and grabbing 6.7 rebounds per game. Carly Bostock will be the other starter for Adams Central, a 6-foot junior. Bostock is averaging 1.3 points and 3.3 rebounds per ball game. The Patriots are coached by Tim Barker. For the Kearney Catholic Stars tonight, they're going to go this way. Shayla Connor is a 5'7" senior. Connor is averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds per game. Allie Prosofsky is a 5'6" junior. Prosofsky is averaging 12 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Whitney Colling is a 5'6" junior. She is averaging 10 points and 1 rebound per game. Maddie Squires is a 5'8" sophomore. Squires is averaging 4 points and 5.5 rebounds per game. And then the other starter for Kearney Catholic is going to be Kayla Shundoff. Shundoff is a 5'8" senior. She is averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. Kearney Catholic is coached by Rick Petrie. Again, the Stars are sitting at 3 wins and no losses on the season, averaging 56 points per ball game on offense, giving up 42.6 on the defensive end. Getting set for high school basketball action here tonight on the Breeze. Right now, the singing of the national anthem, and it's tip-off time. The Stars and the Patriots tonight on the Breeze.
What's the
the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball action here tonight at the Patriot Gym in Hastings. And another night of our high school basketball coverage throughout the state of Nebraska. Nothing else going on in the city of Hastings tonight. Some other area games are going on throughout south central Nebraska, but this is really the only action locally for the Adams Central Patriots. Tomorrow night, a full slate of games as well. The Breeze will have hockey tomorrow night, USHL hockey, as the Tri-City Storm will play a weekend series with the Youngstown Phantoms. That'll be a Friday night game, and then a Saturday afternoon matinee game. We'll have both of those contests coming up on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5 this weekend. We'll have high school basketball coverage tomorrow night. We'll be in Donovan on 1230 KHIS as Hastings St. Cecilia will play the Cardinals out of Donovan Trumbull. That'll be a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. 5:45 the coverage begins. 6 o'clock for the girls game, and then 7:45 for the boys. But it's Kearney Catholic and Adams Central tonight in girls high school basketball. Here at the Patriot Gym, Adams Central will shoot to our basket to our right. Squires will tip things off against the Bostock, and Adams Central controls the opening tip. Patriots dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the red and the blue, or the red and the blue here tonight. Kearney Catholic going to be dressed in their green and yellow uniforms. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good by Wiseman. Ball is tapped out. It's picked up here by Fowler. Fowler's got it in the lane. Kicks it back out here. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Bumgarner. Rebound is loose, and it's picked up by Matty Squires. So two shots at the hole there for Adams Central, and they couldn't convert as Kearney Catholic comes back the other way. There's a pass that's going to be blocked out of bounds and then lost out of bounds. Good job defensively there by Bumgarner. The ball is off of the fingertips of Shayla Connor. First turnover on Kearney Catholic here in the ball game. Stars are averaging only 11 turnovers per ball game so far through the first three. Here's a Jackie Fowler driving the ball to the hole. We got a personal foul called. It's going to go on Allie Prosofsky out of Kearney Catholic. That's going to be her first. Team foul number one on the Stars here in the first period. Non-shooting situation. It'll be Adams Central playing things in right in front of the scorers table. Here on the near sideline, Kearney Catholic will start off in a man-to-man defense. Adams Central has got the ball for the second time here tonight. Jackie Fowler has got it out here in three-point territory. Now wings the ball down low. It's going to be a mishandle there. Mishandled by Grimmett. That's the first turnover on Adams Central in the ball game. The Stars come back the other way. Here's Connor. She has her pocket pick now. Driving for the hole is Fowler. Shot no good, and the foul is called. So back-to-back turnovers there for Kearney Catholic. Now a personal foul is going to be called on the Stars. And the foul is going to go on Connor for Kearney Catholic. That's going to be your first. Team foul number two on the Stars here in the first quarter of play. Fowler goes to the free throw line for Adams Central, a 50% foul shooter. And her shot is up there is good. Adams Central has got the lead. Fowler knocking down 6 out of 12 free throws in the first three games of the season for Adams Central. Scored 7 points the other night in that ball game against Sandy Creek. Next shot is up there. That's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Squires. Matty Squires outlet pass goes to Connor. Connor brings it back to the center of the floor. That's Colling with the ball. Moves it down in the corner. Now back outside the ring. Here's Connor with it to the right sideline. Colling back outside. Squires, a three-pointer put up there, no good. Ball tapped out. Squires grabs the ball. Squires throws it to the near side. Picked up by Shundoff. And now we got a foul called here on Adams Central. Wiseman going after that loose ball and picks up the personal foul for her efforts. First foul on Brittany Wiseman. First team foul on the Patriots. 1-0 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Colling has got it now for the Kearney Catholic Stars. Driving the ball down to Laner. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Alexis Grimmett with a rebound. Here come the Patriots down the near sideline. Wiseman brings it all the way to the baseline. Stops there. Throws it back out on top. Bumgarner shot from 15 is too strong. And the rebound comes down to Prosofsky. Prosofsky bring it back on the dribble now for Kearney Catholic. Weaves her way between some defenders. Throws it out here. There's a long-range jumper put up there. And Kayla Shundoff throws up a three-pointer and scores it for Kearney Catholic. And the Stars have got the lead now. We're about 2 minutes into the ball game. It's 3-1. Kearney Catholic has got the lead. Fowler with the ball drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops there with her back to the basket. Bounce pass comes out here to Bumgarner. Launches up a shot. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Whitney Colling. Colling left-handed dribble, waist high, brings it across the 10-second line, drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good, but it won't count. Got a foul called on the way in on Adams Central, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Josie Bumgarner. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number two on the Patriots. 3-1 is the score. The Stars have the lead. Whitney Colling will end down the ball here for Kearney Catholic. Run underneath the basket to Squires. Her shot there with her Shundoff. Her shot's going to be no good, but she's going to be fouled into play. A foul here will go on Alexis Grimmett. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number three called on the Patriots here in the first quarter of play. And Kayla Shundoff goes to the free throw line two out of two on free throws so far this year. Make it three out of three as that one goes down the hole. Shundoff now with a three-pointer and a free throw to go along with her efforts here. And Shundoff has outscored the Patriots 4-1 early in this ballgame. Shundoff's next free throw is up there. That's going to be off of the left side. No good. Battle for the rebound. Jump ball is going to be called, and the possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Stars. So Connie Catholic will play it in. Squires was tied up in the play by Bostock, but the arrow pointing in favor of the Stars on the alternating jump. 4-1 is the score. And here comes the inbounds pass. It comes out here to a Maddie Squires as she comes across the top now. A Shundoff as she tries to hammer the ball back inside. Mishandled there by Prasovsky. The ball goes out of bounds. That's going to be Kearney Catholic ball. It was last touched by Sarah Kruger of Adams Central, who just checked in there for Fowler. It'll be the Stars playing it in baseline right side underneath their own basket. Calling, looking, bounce pass comes here. Left side of the lane to Shundoff. Now back outside, driving the ball toward the hole. There's a shot put up there, no good by Prasovsky. And the rebound comes down to Grimmett. Her outlet pass is intercepted. Then a traveling violation is called. Shayla Connor got the interception on the outlet pass, and then she's called for the traveling violation herself. Two turnovers on Adams Central, three on Kearney Catholic. 4-1 is the score. The Stars are out on top of the Patriots tonight in girls high school basketball from the Patriot Gym in Hastings. Josie Bumgardner will inbound the ball for AC here in backcourt, right in front of the Patriot bench. Bumgardner will play things in. There's Brittany Wiseman getting away. Two-on-one break. Wiseman goes to Grimmett. Shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouling the play. Alexis Grimmett gets the field goal on the break. The two-on-one break there for Adams Central. The bucket counts. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Whitney Colling of Kearney Catholic. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Stars. Here's the free throw by Grimmett. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Shayla Connor for Kearney Catholic. Off to Prasovsky, and she'll bring it up down the right sideline. 4-3 is the score now. Kearney Catholic is out on top of Adams Central. There's an entry pass deflected, picked up by Prasovsky. Forces up a shot, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Personal foul here will go on Adams Central. This one goes on Brittany Wiseman. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number four on the Patriots here in the first quarter. So it'll be Kearney Catholic going back to the free throw line here. Shot is up there, and a shot by Prasovsky is up and in. Ali Prasovsky, that is her first free throw of the season. She's averaging 12 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. It's her first free throw of the season here in game number four to go through the hole. 5-3 is the score now. Kearney Catholic has got the lead. Here's the second one. It's up there and in. So Ali Prasovsky nails a couple of free throws. Got some substitutes coming in now for head coach Rick Petrie. Kylie Teal is going to come into the basketball game. Also, Anna Squires checking into the contest. And Morgan Studi coming into the ballgame as well for the Stars. 3 minutes into the contest. 6-3 is the score. Kearney Catholic has got the lead. Adams Central with the ball. That's Fowler down on the baseline. She's going to be fouled in the play. Another personal foul call here is going to go on Caitlin Long of Kearney Catholic. That's going to be her first. Team foul number four on the Stars. Adams Central plays it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Kruger gets into Fowler out here in three-point territory. Hammers the ball inside to LeMaster with her back to the basket. Double-teamed her outlet pass. She's going to throw right into the hands of Colling. It's a turnover on Adams Central. That's their third of the ball game. Now coming back the other way. Here's a steal by Sarah Kruger as she drives back the other way. Her shot over Kylie Teal is going to be no good, but a foul is going to be called. So a turnover fest so far here in girls high school basketball. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Kylie Teal. That's going to be her first. Team foul number five already on the Kearney Catholic Stars. Kruger to the free throw line for the first time this season. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Sarah Kruger gets the free throw to go down. Here comes Bostock back into the ball game. Hannah Fleischer comes into the ball game as well for Adams Central. Coming to the bench will be LeMaster and also Alexis Grimmett. 6-4 the score. The Stars with a two-point lead. Next shot from Kruger is up there. It's good. Adams Central back to within 1 point, 6-5. Back into the ball game for AC is going to be Josie Bumgardner. Out is going to be Sarah Kruger. 6-5 is the score. Girls high school basketball tonight here on the Breeze. 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the first quarter. That's it. Teal with the ball deep in the corner. Comes back outside to Studi. Brings it back down to the left corner. Teal trying to drive the baseline. Nearly lost control of the ball. Teal picks it back up. Good pressure by Bumgarter. Here's a pass inside the long. Her shot's going to be no good. Hits the other side of the glass, and the ball rebounded here by Bumgarter. She brings it back on the dribble. The ball is knocked loose, and it is picked up here by Kearney Catholic coming back the other way. Turnover number four on Adams Central so far in the ballgame. Here's Anna Squires with a free throw line extended right side. Teal, top of the key, and she throws the ball away. Trying to come to the wing here on the left side to Colling. Threw it too far out of bounds. Turnover number 5 on Kearney Catholic. Adams Central has got 4 turnovers. Back into the ball game now for the Stars will be Allie Prasoski. Whitney Colling will come to the bench now for head coach Rick Squires. Halfway through this first quarter, 6-5 is the score. Adams Central trailing by a point, but the Patriots have the ball in their offensive zone. This is a Bumgardner with her. Her pass into the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted, turnover number 5 now on the Patriots. Coming back the other way is going to be Squires, and she is checked into play. And a foul is going to be called here. And Squires is a foul there by Adams Central's Hannah Fleischer. That's going to be their first foul on Hannah. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be the Stars playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Morgan Studi will inbound the ball here for the Stars. Studi just lobs it out here. Long grabs it. She is knocked down. No foul call. It's picked up now by Adams Central. Running back the other way is going to be Fowler. Her shot up and in, and she's fouling the play. Jackie Fowler picks up the loose ball, drives it the length of the floor, and scores. A bucket counts, and a personal foul is called on Allie Prasoski. Allie's second personal foul. Team foul number 6 on the Stars. The bucket by Jackie Fowler counts. Adams Central has got the lead now by a score of 7-6 with 3 minutes and 41 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Fowler's free throw is up there. Hits the front iron. Hits the back iron. Hits the back glass and goes down through the hole. Fowler now with 4 points in the basketball game. She's been kind of hampered by a hand injury. She's averaging 6.7 points per ball game so far this season, but off to a slow start for her. Off to a good start here tonight with 4 points already in here in the first quarter. Driving down the lane is going to be Teal, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Well, we've had more fouls than points so far in this ball game. Flasher just picked up her second personal foul. So we've had 12 fouls called here already in the first quarter, and we still got 3 minutes and 31 seconds to play. The Stars back to the free throw line. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Kylie Teal. She'll get one more. That's her first free throw of the season as well. There's Flasher out of the ball game now. Coming back in is going to be Alexis Grimmett for head coach Tim Marker. Next shot is going to be up there. That one is around the rim and down. So Kylie Teal hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And it's now a 8-7 ball game. 8-7. Adams Central has got a 1-point lead here over the Stars. Sarah Kruger with the ball takes it down on the baseline. Her pass into the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted. 6 turnovers now on the Patriots. Coming back the other way is Prasoski. Picked up there by Fowler. Prasoski gets it down low. Shot up and in. Anna Squires scores. Prasoski gets the assist. Anna Squires gets the field goal. 9-8 the score now. The Stars out on top. Adams Central with the ball back in their offensive zone. Driving it to the hole is going to be Bostock. Stops on the baseline. Her little 5-footer is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Teal. She is hit in backcourt. And let's see. No fall. Just goes out of bounds. Ball goes out of bounds here in backcourt. So the Stars will play things in. Poked away there by Adams Central here in the defensive zone. Studi has got the ball. Now here's a long-range 3 put up there. It's no good by Teal. One shot and done as the Patriots grab the rebound. You'll see Bumgardner with the ball now for Adams Central. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. Bumgardner drives it down the left side of the lane. Her layup is going to be too strong. Rebound comes down to Squires for Kearney Catholic. 2.5 to play. 9-8 to score. The Stars have the lead. Here's Prasoski back the other way. Pulls up at the top of the 3-point circle. Goes on a far sideline to Teal. Top of the key now to Maddie Squires. Bounce pass goes into Anna Squires. Back out to Maddie. Now to Kylie Teal. Cross-court pass goes to Prasoski. Her shot for 3 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bumgardner. Bumgardner leads the break all the way. She drives it, and she has a knock out of her hands out of bounds. Allie Prasoski getting back there for Kearney Catholic to knock the ball out of her hands. End of the ball game now for Adams Central, Meredith LeMaster. And coming to the bench is going to be Carly Bostock. Adams Central will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 2 minutes and 9 seconds to play. Here in quarter number 1, it's a 9-8 ball game. Kearney Catholic has got the lead. Fowler with the ball just to the left of the circle here. Puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, now to the right side. Reverses it and gets over to a Bumgardner. Bumgardner now to Meredith LeMaster over there on the far sideline. One bounce of the ball and comes inside the free throw circle. Grimmett drives it down the lane. Her shot off the window is up and in. Alexis Grimmett scored 14 the other night against Sandy Creek. She's already got 4 points in the ball game here tonight against the Stars. 10-9 is the score. Long-range jumper from the right side. Good. That's going to be Morgan Studi, a 3-pointer from the deep right corner. 12-10 is the score now. Kearney Catholic goes back out on top by 2 points. 90 seconds to play here. In quarter number one, there's Fowler in the lane. Bounce pass down in the corner. LeMaster. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Grimmett follows shot. She's fouled in the play. Alexis Grimmett is fouled in a play here for Adams Central, and she will go to the free throw line. A personal foul is going to be whistled there on the Stars of Kearney Catholic at the 124 mark. This one goes on Morgan Studi. That's going to be her first. To the free throw line is going to be Grimmett. Her shot is up there and in. Alexis Grimmett now with 5 points in the basketball game here tonight for Adams Central. Back into the ball game now is going to be Kayla Shundoff for the Stars of Kearney Catholic. Also coming in for Kearney Catholic for the first time here tonight is going to be Mackenzie Smith. So Mackenzie Smith also checking into the ball game. Here's a second shot. It's going to be up and in by Grimmett. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. Here come the Stars back the other way. We're tied up at 12 points apiece here in the first quarter. 3-0 Kearney Catholic and 0-3 Adams Central battling here tonight. Now we got a personal foul called here on Grimmett. Got to drive the ball down the baseline. It was Matty Squires. He's fouled in the play by Grimmett. So 14 fouls have been called between the two teams now here in the first quarter. Now each team is in the bonus situation. We're going to have a ton of free throws here in this first half of play. Going to the free throw line is going to be Kearney Catholic here for a 1-1 situation at the 1:13 mark. The shot is up there, and the shot is good. Maddie Squires will have one more. Maddie came in here hitting 50% of her foul shots. She was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. That gives Kearney Catholic the lead. 13-12 is the score. There's the next shot by Squires. It's up there. The shot good. Nothing but net for Maddie Squires. And the Stars now have a 2-point lead at 14-12. Patriots have the ball just over a minute to play here in quarter number one from the Patriot gym at Adams Central. Fowler has got the ball. Fowler on the far sideline gives it away now to Josie Bumgardner. Pulls up in the lane. Her shot is up and in. Josie Bumgardner scores there from about 12 feet away. In the lane, Bumgarner's first field goal of the ball game, and again, we're tied up at 14 points apiece here in the first period. There's a pass out on top, nearly intercepted. Connor grabs it, and her pass down on the baseline is deflected out of bounds. AC nearly got the steal there on the pass. It'll be Kearney Catholic playing things in from underneath their own basket. Colling will get it in. Here's a shot taken by Matty Squires. It's going to be no good, but she is fouled in the arm. That's going to be foul number 16 called into the ballgame. It's going to go on Adams Central, and it's going to send Kearney Catholic back to the free throw line. The foul goes on Jackie Fowler. We're tied up at 14 points apiece. There's a shot on the line. It is up there. It's going to be no good. This is Maddie Squires at the line here for Kearney Catholic. She'll get one more. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Maddie Squires toes the mark here. Second shot is in the air. That one is going to be good. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, and the Stars now have a 15-14 lead under a minute to play here in the first quarter. Adams Central has got the ball. Here's Jackie Fowler, gets away, drives it down the lane. She's going to be fouled into play. Fowler trying to attack the basket, took her right to the hole there, and she is fouled into play. Personal here is going to be whistled on Whitney Colling of Kearney Catholic. The pace we're going now, we're going to have no one left. Jackie Fowler will go to the free throw line. Fowler has got 4 points in the ball game thus far, 2 out of 3 from the line. She'll have a 1-1 situation here. Her first shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good, and the rebound comes down to Shundoff. Shundoff has got it for the Stars, gets it away. Here come Kearney Catholic, back the other way. Back outside of the wing is Squires. A shot for three, good. Maddie Squires nails a 3-ball there for the Stars, and Kearney Catholic goes out on top now by a score of 18-14. 20 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Coming back is going to be Fowler with the ball. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Her pass is going to be chipped. It's going to be brought down here by the Stars, but they lose the ball right back. Here's the Patriots with the ball now. We got a traveling violation. So a couple of turnovers on Adams Central during that possession. Emily Crable is into the ball game now for Adams Central. 8.2 seconds to play. Here comes Kearney Catholic. Whitney Colling has got it. Races it back the other way. Back outside their ring to Squires. Her three-pointer has been up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Back out to Squires. She launches it up at the buzzer. It's no good. And that's the end of the first quarter to play here at Adams Central. Been a wild one so far. 16 fouls between the two teams after one quarter. Kearney Catholic has got the lead after one. Kearney Catholic 18, Adams Central 14.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Where do you get more? Superstore, Outlet Superstore, shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more, shopping centered around you. Where do you get more? Superstore, Outlet Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball action for you tonight here on The Breeze. KLIQ 94.5 as we welcome you back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. So we had 16 fouls called in the first quarter. It's an 18-14 ball game. Adams Central and Connie Catholic in girls high school basketball tonight. Connie Catholic has got to lead. The Stars will now go to a zone defense. There's a Brittany Wiseman with the ball on the wing on the right side. Back out to Fowler, top of the key. Fowler looking, goes over in the wing on the left side to Sarah Kruger. She's double-teamed. Cross-court pass comes over here to Fowler. Drives the ball in the hole. Her shot no good. Offensive rebound, Grimmett. Fowler shot no good, and she's fouling the play. So the Patriots patient there against the Kearney Catholic zone. They got a driving layup, and they missed it, but a personal foul is going to be called here on the rebound. Kylie Teal picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. Alexis Grimmett goes to the free throw line. She's 2 out of 2 from the line so far tonight. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. Patriots hitting 57% of their foul shots so far during the season. Only 13% from three-point territory. And they're 32% from the field. Grimmett misses her second one as well. So it's still 18-14. Adams Central trailing in the ball game. There's a pass down in the corner. Too far. Teal couldn't handle it. It goes out of bounds. The Stars have 8 turnovers in the ball game. Adams Central has got 8. Connie Catholic has done a good job taking care of the ball in the first 3 games this year. They're averaging only 11 turnovers per ball game. They've got 8 so far here in the first half. Here's Brittany Wiseman with the ball now for Adams Central. Goes over to Kruger as Connie Catholic stays with a zone defense. Kruger, a two-handed pass to the near sideline to Wiseman. Entry pass down low. Deflected out of bounds. Again, they're trying to find Grimmett inside, and the ball deflected out of bounds there. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Bumgardner. Checking out is going to be Fowler. 7:14 to play here in the first half. Adams Central trailing the Stars of Kearney Catholic by a score of 18-14. Adams Central playing things in. Bumgardner gets to the Grimmett. Her shot's going to be deflected. Picks her up on her own shot. Goes up for it. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Anna Squires. Outlet pass goes to Prasovsky. Here come the Stars now. The green and gold Stars. Down in the corner. Long range jumper by Squires. Good. Just inside the three-point ring as Anna Squires nails her second field goal of the ball game, and now Tim Barker wants to call a timeout. Connie Catholic has opened up a 6-point lead now here in the second quarter of play. 6:57 to go. We'll take a break with a score. Connie Catholic 20, Adams Central 14.
The joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season awaits you at Bob Sass Flowers. From decking the halls to brightening the walls and trimming the Christmas tree too. Experience what we call our oohs and ahs lower level for even more special ideas. Blessings and happiness this holiday season from all of us at Bob Sass Flowers. 2618 West 2nd in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back here on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5, 6:57 to play in the first half. Adams Central is trailing the Stars of Kearney Catholic. It's 20-14. A scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of Sonic in Hastings and at furnituredirect.net. Girls high school basketball tonight in overtime. St. Paul has beaten Wood River by a score of 37-33 in the junior varsity ball game tonight. Kearney Catholic over Adams Central 53-27. Now the Stars steal the ball away. Driving for the hole and scoring is going to be Kylie Teal. Adams Central trying to set something up there, and they turn the ball away. That's the ninth turnover on the Patriots, and Kylie Teal gets the easy field goal on the other end. The Stars have now opened up an eight-point lead. Connie Catholic can do a lot of damage in a hurry. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Fleischer, and she's fouling the play. Anna Fleischer now goes to the free throw line for Adams Central. A personal foul is going to be called on Caitlin Long of the Stars. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 10 now in Kearney Catholic. So Adams Central in a double bonus for the rest of the half. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Anna Fleischer. Fleischer had 2 points the other night in the ball game against Sandy Creek. She's hitting 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for the season, but she misses her first one here tonight. Here comes the next one from Fleischer. It's in the air, and she buries that one. So 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. There is now a 22-15 ball game as the Stars have opened up a 7-point lead. There's a Prosaski with the ball, throws it out here to Anna Squires, out in 3-point territory, trying to drive it, leaves it down in the corner to Prosaski. Now back inside to Long, kicks it back out to Prosaski. Back inside to Long, wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there. She banks one home. Caitlin Long scoring there for the Stars of Kearney Catholic, and it's now a 24-15 ball game in favor of Kearney. Here comes the Adams Central Patriots back the other way. As they swing it to the left side, that's going to be Bradenkamp who's into the ball game now. Back outside, there's an entry pass, knocked away, picked up now by Bumgarner here on the right side. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound Grimmett, follow shot, no good. Long with a rebound. Long has got it for the Stars of Kearney Catholic into the hands of Teal. Back the other way to Anna Squires. Free throw line extended right side. Leads a way out on top now to Prosaski. Out near the 10-second line behind his screen. Prosaski can't use it. Prosaski comes over here to Kyle Teal now with the ball. Left side of the lane. Cross-court pass goes to Michelle Metzbarger, who's into the ball game now. Metzbarger drives between a couple of defenders all the way to the baseline. Forces up a shot. Hits it. Michelle Metzbarger scoring there. And the Stars now lead by 11 points over Adams Central is 26-15. Here's another steal now by Anna Squires. Squires gets the ball to Metzbarger. Her shot is up and in. Metzbarger scores on back-to-back field goals. And now just like that, 28-15. Connie Catholic is out to a 13-point lead here in the second quarter. They've outscored Adams Central to start this period 10-1. Bam, that's just like that. They got a double-digit lead. There's a feed into the lane. It's going to be tipped away from Grimmett, and she's tied up on the play. And a jump ball is going to be called. Here come six new players into the ball game now, three for each team. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Stars, so that'll be another turnover on Adams Central. I've got the Patriots now already with 11 turnovers here in the ball game. Kearney Catholic has got 8. 28-15. Kearney Catholic has got the lead. Stars have the ball down in the corner. That's Connor with a two-handed pass, comes out on top. Anna Squires moves it down the left side of the lane all the way to the baseline. Comes back out to Studi on the wing. She puts it on the floor, dribbles out here between the circles now. Studi is attacked on the play, and Jackie Fowler is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's the second foul on Studi. Check that second foul on Fowler. That's going to be team foul number 9 on the Adams Central Patriots. And going to the free throw line for Kearney Catholic is going to be Studi. Morgan Studi, she's hit a three-pointer so far in the ball game. Her free throw is up there. It's going to be good. Studi is an 80% foul shooter in the season coming in here. She was 4 out of 5. 29-15. Kearney Catholic got on top here in girls high school basketball. Next one is up there. It's going to be no good. But an offensive rebound to Anna Squires. She sends it back inside to Maddie Squires. Her shot no good, and she's fouled into play as Maddie Squires hit the deck. A personal foul is going to be called here on Adams Central. It's going to go on Meredith LeMaster. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 10 on the Patriots. And again, Tim Barker wants to call a timeout. Adams Central has fallen behind by 14 points after going toe-to-toe with the Stars in the first quarter of play. We're in the second period here in girls high school basketball from the Patriots gym. The score is Kearney Catholic 29, Adams Central 15.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, a 10-1 run for the Stars to start the second quarter of play. Kearney Catholic has opened up a 14-point lead now at 29-15. And they're looking for more as they go to the free throw line here. This is Maddie Squires going to the free throw line, averaging 4 points and 5.5 rebounds per game. Her shot is up there. That one is short. Squires out 3 out of 6 from the free throw line here in this ball game. A 14-point lead for Kearney Catholic. They're looking for their fourth win of the season here tonight. Next shot is up there. That's a high arcing free throw. It's going to bound off of the back iron. It is no good. Rebound comes down to EC. Carly Bostock with a rebound. Gets it ahead. Now to Jackie Fowler into the forecourt. To Sarah Cougar. She gets it inside now to Bostock. Bostock throws it back outside the ring to Baumgartner. Bombs away for three. In and out. No good. Rebound comes down to LeMaster. She loses the ball. Picked up by Cougar. Her shot in the lane is up and in. Sarah Cougar picks up the trash in the lane and scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game. And it is now a 29-17 ball game. There's a long-range jumper by Shondoff. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to LeMaster of Adams Central. Outlet pass goes to Fowler. Jackie gets away. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Drives it down the lane. Kicks it out here to Baumgartner from 15. Her shot is no good. Rebounded here by Maddie Squires of Kearney Catholic. Squires runs it back the other way. Gets it into the hands of Shayla Connor. Into the forecourt. Down on the baseline to Studi. Back outside the ring to Teal. Her shot for three is no good. Offensive rebound, Squires, and she's fouled in the play. Nope, jump ball is called. Squires tied up in the play. She got the offensive board. Tried to go up for the shot, and she was tied up there by Jackie Fowler of Adams Central. Possession arrow pointing in favor of EC, so the Patriots will play things in here in backcourt. There comes Brittany Wiseman into the ballgame now for Adams Central, replacing Sarah Kruger. 3.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. It's a 29-17 ball game. Kearney Catholic has got the lead here in girls high school play. Jackie Fowler goes over to Brittany Wiseman, just to the left of the circle. Here's a cross-court pass here. It goes to Emily Crable. Drives it to the hole, and she has fouled the player. Lost it out of bounds. Crable lost it out of bounds. And they're going to give the ball to AC, so it's knocked out of her hands. So Emily Crable lost the ball out of bounds, but it was knocked out by the Stars. Here's the inbound pass. It's going to be intercepted. Studi has got the interception back the other way to Squires. Her shot no good, but she's fouled in the play. Personal foul is going to be called here in the rebound. That's going to go on Kearney Catholic as they make the call over here. It's going to go on Kayla Shundoff. That's going to be your first. Each team over the 10-foul limit here in the first half of play, so we're going to walk to the other end now and shoot some free throws. This will be Brittany Wiseman going to the line. She's an 83% foul shooter on the season, 10 out of 12 from the free throw line for the first three games. Wiseman averaging 6 points and 1.3 rebounds per game. As a 5'5" junior puts it up there, and the shot is good. Wiseman hits the free throw. Patriots now within 11 points again at 28, actually 29-18 the score. With 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the second quarter, Brittany Wiseman will have one more. She eyes the bucket, lets it fly, shot good. Brittany Wiseman hits a pair of free throws. The Patriots back within 10. 29-19. Here come the Stars back the other way. Connor has got it outside the ring, drives it down on the baseline, loses control of the ball. It's knocked out of her hands there by Carly Bostock, and it'll be Kearney Catholic playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Shayla Connor inbounds pass. They get it in here. There's a shot by Anna Squires up and in. Shooting down the left side of the lane. Anna Squires gets the easy field goal. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. 31-19. Stars have the lead. Here's Fowler with the ball. Double teamed out here in three-point land, and a jump ball is called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of the Stars. So on the alternating jump, Adams Central loses possession. 12 turnovers on the Patriots here in the first half. 8 on Kearney Catholic. Stars have a 12-point lead. 31-19. Down in the corner is Jordan Streit, who's into the ball game now. The Shundoff, two-handed pass, comes to the near side. With the ball there is going to be Anna Squires. Gets away, drives it to the low block, has it knocked loose, and is picked up here by Bostock, and she is going to be tied up in the play, and a foul is called. Grabbing in there is Jordan Streit. I think Streit is going to be hit with a personal foul for the Stars. That's going to be the case. Trying to tie up Carly Bostock of Adams Central. She picks up the foul for her efforts. And going to the free throw line is going to be Carly Bostock. She is 0 out of 2 on free throws so far this year, averaging 1.3 points per ball game. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. 31-20 is the score now. It's an 11-point lead for the Stars. Caitlin Long comes into the ball game now for Kearney Catholic, replacing Kayla Shundoff. Charlie Bostock back to the free throw line. Her high arcing free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound to Grimmett. She loses control of the ball. The scramble is on here on the right side of the lane. It's picked up by Fowler. Fowler is going to be tied up in the play. Fowler tied up in the play, and the arrow pointing in favor of AC. So the Patriots will play things in here on the near sideline, right in front of the Stars bench. 2 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the first half. Kearney Catholic 31, Adams Central 20. Patriots playing things in. Jackie Fowler has got it. Now on the high post to Bostock. Scores around to the basket, drives it down the right side of the lane, and a pushing off foul on Bostock. Getting into Morgan Studies, she's whistled for the offensive foul. Finally, Bostock called for the push off. That's the first foul on Bostock. Here comes Meredith LeMaster back into the ball game now as Bostock will come to the bench. 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the second quarter. It is 31-20. Adams Central is trailing here in the ball game. Studi has got the ball. Comes over here in the wing on the left side. Bounce pass on the high post. Knocked away from Long. Now the scramble is on and a jump ball is called. Elena Bach is into the ball game now for Johnny Catholic, a 5'6" senior. So Bach in there now for head coach Rick Petrie. She will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. Bach gets it in to a Morgan Studi. Studi out here in three-point territory. Knocks down Fowler. No foul called. Studi pulls up at the top of the three-point. Archer shot is up there. It's going to be short. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central ball. Girls high school basketball tonight on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Also online at KLIQFM.com. With the Patriot Gym and Hastings. 11-point lead for Kearney Catholic using a 10-1 run to start the second quarter of play to get him some distance between these two teams. After the two squads went toe-to-toe in quarter number one here tonight. Fowler has got the ball left side of the lane. Comes back the other way. Josie Bumgardner has got it. Bumgardner sends the ball inside. Mishandled there by Grimmett. The scramble is on. Jump ball called. Again, a jump ball is called. This time they give her back to Adams Central in the alternating jump. So the Patriots will play things in underneath their own basket at the 137 mark. It'll be Bumgardner playing things in for Adams Central. He's lobbed it out here in three-point territory to Wiseman. Brings it back to Fowler. Fowler puts it on the floor, dribbles out here just to the right side of the lane. Now she's in trouble, gets away. There's a pass to Bumgardner. Zone defense here for Kearney Catholic. Inside to get it to Grimmett. The ball is knocked loose. Grimmett picks it back up, and then she's going to be tied up on the play. Grimmett goes up for the shot. She's going to be tied up on the play. Arrow pointing in favor of Kearney Catholic. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Carly Bostock. Going out is going to be Meredith LeMaster. Also coming in, Hannah Fleischer now for the Patriots of Adams Central. I think Adams Central's got six players out there. That's going to be the case. Jordan Stride has got the ball down here in the corner, and time runs out. One, two, three, four, five. They have six players out there. And now we've got... We've got all kinds of confusion. Adams Central has got to six players, and that's going to be a technical foul called now on Adams Central. So we've got six players out there for Adams Central. Coming off is going to be Alexis Grimmett. Now the official is going to talk things over here. Adams Central played that last half of possession with the six players on the court. Grimmett did not come out. Now the official's going to talk here. Yeah, what they decide. We're down to a minute and 12 seconds to play here in the second quarter. And I think they're going to have Adams Central. That's going to be a technical foul called here. Adams Central has six players on the court at one time, so a technical foul is called. It's going to be Kearney Catholic shooting some free throws here. Bach will go to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. Good. So Bach, Elena Bach hits the... technical foul shot. Now she'll get to one more shot here. Elena Bach looks up there, and the shot is good. So a couple of technical foul shots, and now it'll be Kearney Catholic getting the ball back on the far sideline. That gives the Stars a 13-point lead, 33-20, with a minute and 12 seconds to play here in the second quarter from the Patriots gym. And now Tim Barker, I think, wants to call a timeout. It's too late. Kearney Catholic's got the ball. And now... Kearney Catholic inbounded the ball on the far side. Tim Barker wanted to call a timeout. They granted a timeout after Kearney Catholic inbounded the ball on the far sideline. That's usually not the case either. 1 minute and 11 seconds to play. We got ourselves a timeout here in girls high school basketball. We'll take a break with a score. Kearney Catholic 33, Adams Central 20.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Kearney Catholic has outscored Adams Central here in the second quarter, 15-6. It's now 33-20. The Stars have the lead, so all kinds of confusion here late in the second period. And now Kearney Catholic wants to call a timeout. Now the Stars call a timeout here. Still with a minute and 11 seconds to play here in quarter number two. We'll take a break with a score. Kearney Catholic, 33, Adams Central, 20.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we're set to go. Finally, we get things underway. Elena Bach will play things in to a Messbarger, who's into the ball game. Stars have the ball on their offensive end. Out on top by 13 points. There's a long-range jumper by Bach. It's up and in. A three-pointer by Elena Bach. She's got 5 points in the ball game. 36-20. Stars have the lead here in the first half. Here's Jackie Fowler coming back for Adams Central. The Bumgardner for three. Shot's going to be short, no good. Elena Bach with a rebound for the Stars. Gets into the hands of Morgan Studi. And here comes the Stars back the other way. Maddie Squires has got the ball. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Adams Central still in the man-to-man. Messbarger in the lane. Her shot no good, and she's fouling the play. Nice pass. Michelle Messbarger right in front of the hole there is fouling the play. And a personal is going to be whistled on Bostock for Adams Central. That's a second foul on Carly. That's going to send Michelle Messbarger to the free throw line. This will be her first free throw of the season. He's nailed a couple of field goals so far tonight. Their shot is up there and in. That gives the Stars a 17-point lead in the ball game. Wanting to check in, the next opportunity will be Morgan Teal. She's out at the scorer's table. Here comes the next shot by Messbarger. It is up there and in. Messbarger hits a pair of free throws. She's going to check out now. And here comes Morgan Teal into the ball game now for Kearney Catholic. 38-20. The Stars rolling to their fourth victory here in the first half against Adams Central. It was a tight first quarter. Kearney Catholic is owned quarter number two here tonight. Driving from the left corner toward the goal is going to be Flasher for Adams Central, and she's going to be fouled in a play. Personal is going to be whistled on Maddie Squires for Kearney Catholic. That's going to be her first. Flasher goes to the free throw line, a 75% foul shooter on the season. One out of two so far tonight. Flasher's free throw is in the air. The shot is good. And if Flasher hits a free throw, that makes the score 38-21 now in favor of the Stars. We got 24.3 seconds to play in the second quarter. Next shot by Hannah is up there. That one is off of the back iron. It is no good. Battle for the rebound. Jump ball is going to be called. You'll see Bumgardner came down with it there. She was tied up by Maddie Squires. Alternating jump. Adams Central playing things in from underneath their own basket. Here's Bumgardner playing things in to Kruger. Kruger back outside to Fowler for three. Her shot's going to be short, no good. Rebound underneath the hole. Foul called. Flasher came down with it and got hit in the chops. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Squires of Kearney Catholic. That's going to be your first. This is Anna Squires. And going to the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Flasher again. Two out of four now from the line for Flasher. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. 38-22. Kearney Catholic has got the lead. Stars led by four at the end of the first quarter, 18-14. It's now 38-22. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be no good as it's thrown up there on a rope, and a rebound comes down to Maddie Squires. Squires gets it away to Studi. Studi right-handed dribble into the offensive scoring zone here for the Stars. Studi, two-handed pass in the lane there. There's a shot that's going to be blocked down. It's going to be recovered here by Adams Central. Charlie Bostock has got the ball, and now to Bumgarner, his shot from half court hits the rim, no good. And that's the end of the first two quarters of play here tonight at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central. Kearney Catholic owns the second quarter of play, and Kearney Catholic has got the lead over Adams Central at halftime. The score is the Stars 38 and the Patriots 22. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball for you tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Also online at KLIQFM.com. And also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. For the Patriot Gym halftime, the Stars out on top of Adams Central tonight in girls high school basketball by a score of 38-22. Our halftime show is brought to you by Allen's of Hastings. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen's Superstore of Hastings. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and a wine cellar. They will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands and thousands of unadvertised in-store specials each and every week. So why shop anywhere else when you can shop at locally owned Allen's Superstore? You get more Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. It was a seesaw battle throughout much of the first quarter of play. Each team had a two-point lead in that first quarter of play. It ended with the Stars out on top by a score of 18-14. And then Kearney Catholic forced some turnovers right at the beginning of the second quarter. Outscored Adams Central 10-1 to go out by double digits at 28-15. And the Stars, they have the lead here at halftime by double digits, 16 points. It is 38-22. Leading the charges so far for Kearney Catholic here in the ball game, three players with 6 points apiece, Anna Squires, Maddie Squires, and also Michelle Messbarger. And leading the way for Adams Central has been Alexis Grimmett. She has got 6 points here in the ball game. Again, we're at halftime. It is Adams Central trailing the Stars of Kearney Catholic by the score of 38-22. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 at halftime. Girls high school basketball tonight, 38-22. Kearney Catholic has got the lead over Adams Central. In the first half of play for the Stars, Michelle Messbarger came off of the bench to hit for a couple of field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 6 points. Maddie Squires has hit a three-pointer, and she is 3 out of 7 from the free throw line for 6. Anna Squires also has 6 points on 3 field goals. The other Stars in the scoring column here tonight, Morgan Studi, she has got a three-pointer, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4. Kayla Shundoff has got a three-pointer. She is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4 points. Kylie Teal has got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. And the other scores, looks like Allie Prasowski has got a couple of free throws and 2 attempts. She's got 2 points, and Caitlin Long, she's got a field goal and 2. Kearney Catholic, 10 out of 17 from the free throw line in the first half of play, unofficially 8 turnovers in the basketball game. Adams Central, 12 out of 21 from the line in the first half. So already between the two teams, we have had 38 free throws thrown up here in this basketball game. Adams Central, 12 out of 22 from the line in the first half. They've got unofficially 12 turnovers in the ball game. Alexis Grimmett is leading the way for Adams Central. She has got 6 points in the game. Grimmett has got a couple of field goals, and she is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Sarah Kruger has got a field goal. She's 2 out of 2 from the line for 4. Jackie Fowler has got 4 points in the game. She's got a field goal. She is 2 for 4 from the line. Adam Fleischer got in there. She hit 3 out of 7 from the free throw line for her 3 points. Josie Bumgarner has nailed a field goal for 2. And Brittany Wiseman, she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 2 points. It is Kearney Catholic with a lead over Adams Central here at halftime. The score is 38-22. You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show here on The Breeze. We'll have more right after this.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Okay, got some other scores from around the area tonight, especially that doubleheader involving St. Paul and Wood River. And by the way, the scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of Sonic in Hastings. You can also find them online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. In the girls' game up there at the St. Paul and Wood River battle here tonight, St. Paul beat Wood River in overtime in the girls' game, 37-33. The boys' game is now at halftime. At last check, Wood River had a 31-22 lead over St. Paul. Also earlier tonight in the tournament out in McCook, the McCook boys winners over Norton, Kansas, by a score of 56-29. In the junior varsity game here, it was Kearney Catholic beating Adams Central by a score of 53-27. Our scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. We've got more high school basketball coming your way tomorrow night on 1230 a.m. KHIS. We will be at Donovan as Donovan Trumbull will take on the St. Cecilia Hawkettes and Blue Hawks. That will be a 5:45 pregame show. 6 o'clock for the girls' game, 7:45 for the boys. That action tomorrow on 1230 a.m. KHIS. Here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. You get USHL hockey tomorrow night. The Youngstown Phantoms will take on the Tri-City Storm at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Pregame show at 7:15, face-off at 7:30. Then those two teams will play again on Saturday afternoon. We'll have an afternoon matinee, 3:05 for the face-off, 2:50 for the pregame show on Saturday afternoon here on the Breeze. 38-22 is our score. Girls High School Basketball, Kearney Catholic with the lead over Adams Central. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball tonight on the Breeze.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight on The Breeze. Adams Central playing their fourth game in 7 days. And the Patriots have had a tough time tasting any kind of positive things in their first three games, losing to Holdridge, Aurora, Sandy Creek the other night, and now they find themselves down by 16 points at halftime to the Stars of Kearney Catholic, 38-22. And the Stars will have the basketball first to begin the second half of play. Kearney Catholic shoots to our basket to our right. Here's Connor with the ball. Connor comes out here in three-point territory to Prasoski. Lobs the ball inside. There's a shot taken by Squires. It's going to be blocked down, but it's recovered by the Stars. Back outside, here's Prasoski trying to penetrate. Throws it over to Squires. Squires top of the key. Now to Studi. Brings it back here to Prasoski. Entry pass to get it inside is shunned off, and a foul is going to be called. A ton of fouls called in half number one, and we're started here again in half number two. Carly Bostock picking up the foul. That's going to be her third. Team foul number one on the Patriots here in the second half. Kearney Catholic will play things in, trying to play it in a shunned off, and the ball is deflected right back out of bounds there. It was ricocheted off of the hands of Jackie Fowler of Adams Central. So again, the Stars will play things in. This is a Connor with the ball, comes way out here near the 10-second line. Shunned off has got it. On the wing now to Prasoski, down in the corner to Connor. Connor holds it high above her head, gets the left side of the lane to a Shundoff. Shundoff into the hands now with Maddie Squires. Takes off, drives it for the hole, and shot over Bostock is going to be no good. Rebound Bostock. Outlet pass comes to Jackie Fowler. Here come the Patriots. Fowler dribbles behind her back, gets away from some defenders. Bounce passes into the forecourt now to a Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman puts it on the floor, dribbles inside the free throw circle. Back outside the ring now to Bumgarner. Top of the key to Fowler. Fowler holds the ball. Kearney Catholic is in a zone defense. Fowler over on the wing on the right side to Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman looking to penetrate. Bounce pass goes inside. There's a shot up and in. They got the ball right to Alexis Grimmett. She banks one in off of the window. Grimmett now with 8 points in the ball game, 38-24. It's a 14-point lead now for Kearney Catholic. We're in the third quarter. Allie Prosowski has got the ball. Hands it away out here to Connor. Connor goes to Maddie Squires, 25 feet away from the basket. Squires tries to throw it in the lane. It's going to be deflected. Squires picks it back up. Out to Prosowski, out here in three-point territory. Shayla Connor has got it. Connor down to Prosowski, down in the corner, picked up there by Wiseman of Adams Central. There's a pass down low on the block. That's going to go to Shayla Connor. Back outside, top of the key, Shundoff has got it. Shundoff looking to penetrate, bounce pass in the wing, and a double dribble violation. Double dribble violation on Kearney Catholic. 9 turnovers on the Stars. Adams Central comes back the other way here. 6:11 to play in the third quarter, 38-24. Adams Central down by 14 points. Patriots have the ball. Jackie Fowler, bounce pass, right sideline. Bumgarner, cross-court pass to Wiseman. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Puts up a shot, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Maddie Squires. Her pass on the near sideline, deflected. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be last touch here by Grimmett. That's going to be Kearney Catholic ball. An update in the boys' ball game. It's now Wood River out on top of St. Paul in high school basketball tonight, 43-32. Wood River 43, St. Paul 32. That is after three quarters tonight in boys high school play. Long range jumper for three for Prasoski. That's going to be no good. Rebounded on the weak side by Squires. She lost control. It's picked up here by Bumgarner. Josie Bumgarner has got the ball for Adams Central. 5:37 to play here in the third quarter. High post to Bostock. She tries to wing it down low. It's going to be out of bounds. It was last touch there by Shayla Connor of Kearney Catholic. So it'll be Adams Central playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Josie Bumgarner will try to trigger things in. She does in the lane. Grimmett's got the ball. Grimmett having problems with it. Now it's loose. The scramble is on. Out here in three-point territory, jump ball is going to be called. Arrow pointing in favor. Let's see. Arrow pointing in favor of Adams Central. So the Patriots will maintain control. They'll play it in on the far sideline. And in the ball game now is going to be Flasher for Adams Central. She replaces Grimmett. Also coming in will be Sarah Kruger, replacing Jackie Fowler. Adams Central plays things in. 5:25 to play here in the third quarter. They get it in now to Carly Bostock, who gets it back to Bumgarner. Now to Bostock, her shot from 15 is going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Connor. Shayla Connor brings it back the other way for the Stars. Left-handed dribble, drives it all the way to the baseline, puts up a shot, it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Fleischer. Anna Fleischer has got it now for Adams Central. Gets it into the hands of Wiseman. Wiseman bounce pass to Kruger. Right side of the lane, cross-court passes right through the fingertips of Bostock, out of bounds. That baby went sailing right through the outstretched hands of Carly Bostock, out of bounds. 13 turnovers now in Adams Central in the ball game. Connie Catholic has got 9. We've got 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. 38-24 is the score. Adams Central still down by 14 points. Stars led at halftime 38-22. Here's Anna Squires with the ball down on the baseline. Goes for the hole. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Squires gets her own rebound. Back out on top to Teal. Her shot for 3. Good. Kylie Teal throwing up the 3 ball. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. And it's now a 41-24 ball game. Connie Catholic has got the lead. Here's Brittany Wiseman with the ball. Stops as he brings it across the 10-second line. Sarah Kruger now inside. They get it to Kylie Bostock, and she scores just inside the free throw line. She scores. That's her first field goal. She's got 3 points in the ball game. Now 41-26. Adams Central down by 15 points here in the ball game. Messbarger has got it. Now to Jordan Stride, who's into the contest. Anna Squires down the right side of the lane. To the baseline she goes. Squires trying to get rid of it. Now she does, but it's lost off of the fingertips of Kylie Teal, out of bounds. The 10th turnover on the Stars. Back into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Meredith LeMaster. In fact, 3 new players coming into the ball game. For head coach Tim Marker, as he tries to find something that's going to work out there. Emily Crable is into the ball game as well. Fowler returns at the free throw line. There's a Bostock. Her pass is going to be deflected. She picks it back up near the 10-second line. Meredith LeMaster now with the ball here for Adams Central. She dribbles with it here on the left side. Now to a Jackie Fowler. Inbound, they get it inside the lane. A shot is up and in. Carly Bostock, she gets the field goal to go down, and she's fouling a play. Bostock will go to the free throw line, and she's fouling a play here by Caitlin Long of Kearney Catholic. The 3rd foul on Long. That's going to be team foul number 1 in the Stars. And going to the free throw line for Adams Central will be Bostock. 1 out of 2 so far tonight. She's 1 out of 4 for the season. Her shot is up there. The shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Jordan Strike for the Stars. 13-point lead for Kearney Catholic in the third quarter. Bombs away for 3. Kaylee Teal throws up a 3. It's good. Teal now with 9 points in the ballgame. She's hit back-to-back trays here in the third quarter. 44-28. Kearney Catholic with the lead. There's a bounce pass deflected. Messbarger comes down with it, and then a foul is going to be called. Michelle Messbarger picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 2 on the Stars. End of the ballgame now for Adams Central will be Grimmett. Going out is going to be Bostock. 44-28. Adams Central is trailing here in the ball game. Adams Central will stay here on defense. Pick him up 1-on-1. Here's a Teal with the ball. Drives it to the hole. Arsana is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to LeMaster. LeMaster has got it for the Patriots. Gets it away now to Jackie Fowler. Fowler brings it into the offensive zone. Crable on the baseline. 5-footer. Good. Emily Crable just checked in there. She gets her first field goal of the ball game. That makes the score 44-30. Adams Central down by 14 here in the third quarter. Anna Squires has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Now we got a foul called again. This is going to go on the Patriots, and it's going to go on Fleischer. That's going to be her 3rd team foul, number 3 on the Patriots here in this second half of play. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Kearney Catholic inbounding the ball. They come way outside, down to Long. Comes across the top to Jordan Streit. Streit over here on the wing on the right side to Teal. Bounce pass left side now to Anna Squires. Takes it down in the baseline, throws it down in the corner to Teal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good from 3. Crable gets the rebound for the Patriots. Gets it away now to Meredith LeMaster. Here come the Patriots into the offensive zone. Jackie Fowler has got it. Fowler is double-teamed, dribbles away, pulls up at the free-throw line. Shot is up there, it's good. Jackie Fowler hits the field goal. She's got 6 points in the ball game, and the Patriots are back to within 12 now. It's 44-32. Back the other way is Long, and her shot can be blocked out of her hands, but a foul called. Caitlin Long went to the hole there, and her personal foul is going to be called here on Adams Central. That's going to send Caitlin Long to the free-throw line. The foul is going to be called on Grimmett. That's going to be your third. So Long goes to the free throw line. Not been there so far tonight. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Long is now 3 out of 7 from the free throw line this season. 4 new players check back into the ball game now for head coach Rick Petrie. Boy, the stars are deep again for this 2013-2014 season. Petrie has played a lot of folks here in this contest. Here comes the next shot by Long. It is up there. That one is good. She hits both free throws. Now she's going to check out. Connor comes back in. So on that possession, 5 players in, 5 players out for the Stars. 46-32. It's a 14-point lead for Kearney Catholic. 2:21 to play. Here in the third quarter from the Patriot gym. Crable has got the ball. Entry pass to get it inside to Bostock, who dumps it down low to Grimmett. Shot no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot. Fleischer, and she's fouled into play as she goes up for the shot. The Patriots attacking the offensive glass there. A couple of shots in the hole, but could not convert. Now Adams Central goes to the free throw line. Hannah Fleischer will toe the mark here. Maddie Squires picks up the personal foul for the Stars. That's going to be her first. Here's Fleischer at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She is now 3 out of 8 from the free throw line tonight. Hannah Fleischer, a 5'8" freshman for head coach Tim Marker. 46-32. Adams Central is trailing here in the ball game. Fleischer's next free throw is up there. That is off the back iron. No good. Grimmett had the rebound. She lost it. It's picked up by Squires. Maddie Squires has got it down for the Stars. Gets it away now to Morgan Studi. Studi into the forecourt near sideline. Prosofsky throws up a 3. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Brittany Wiseman of Adams Central. Wiseman trying to dribble out of trouble back here in backcourt. Gets it across the 10-second line to Bumgardner. Down the lane to get it to Fleischer. Shot is up there left-handed. No good. Rebound comes down to Kearney Catholic, but a foul is going to be called. Grabbing the rebound there for the Stars was Anna Squires, but a personal foul is going to be called here on Adams Central. It's going to go on Grimmett, and that's going to be your fourth. Alexis Grimmett, who scored 14 points in the ball game against Sandy Creek on Tuesday night, now has to come to the bench with 4 personal fouls. Coming in there for Adams Central again is going to be Carly Bostock. 46-32, Adams Central trailing by 14 points in the ball game. Morgan Studi has got it back outside the ring. Connors got it for the Stars. Now to Squires. Dribbles inside the free throw line. Stops there. Kicks it back out here to Colling, who's back into the ball game. Colling whips it out on top to Maddie Squires. Left side to Prosofsky. Throws up a 3 right down the hole. Allie Prosofsky hitting a 3 ball there. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 5 points, and the Stars have opened up a 17-point lead. 49-32. Crable with the ball down on the baseline now. Fleischer drives, puts it up there. Shot hits the other side of the glass, but a foul is going to be called here on Kearney Catholic, and Fleischer will go to the free throw line for Adams Central. Anna Squires picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. Going to the free throw line will be Hannah Fleischer for Adams Central. 3 points so far tonight, all on free throws. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there, is good. She will get one more. It's now 49-33. If you're just joining us, it was a tight ball game in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic had an 18-14 lead after one. Had a big second quarter to get some breathing room. They outscored Adams Central 20-8 in the second quarter. They're keeping the pressure on here in quarter number 3. It's now 49-34. The Stars are out on top. They've got the basketball. Allie Prosofsky brings it into the offensive zone as Adams Central stays with a man-to-man defense. Wiseman will pick her up. Here's Maddie Squires with the ball, dribbles into the lane, throws it out here to Anna Squires. She takes the ball out of the paint, throws up a shot left-handed, no good. Rebound comes down to Maddie Squires, and her shot is up and in. Maddie Squires gets the offensive board and the putback. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. 51-34. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Here's Adams Central with the ball. Bumgardner has got it now to Brittany Wiseman. Brings it back to Bumgardner right at the top of the 3-point arc. Inside to LeMaster, drives it down the lane. We got a foul called as LeMaster takes the ball in the hole there for AC. LeMaster will now go. Let's see. This foul is going to go on Connor. That's going to be her second. They say it occurred before she went up for the shot, so it's going to be AC playing it in. Baseline right side underneath her own basket. You'll see Bumgardner will look to trigger things in. Bumgardner looks, gets it into Fowler in the corner. Fowler puts it on the floor, dribbles, comes outside to Wiseman. It's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Morgan Studi of Kearney Catholic, and Studi comes back the other way. There's a feed over to Squires. Moves it down in the corner to Prosofsky. Dribbling with the ball over there on the left side of the lane. Prosofsky hands the ball away. Maddie Squires back inside to Anna Squires, and a shot is up and in. Anna Squire scores on the assist from Maddie. Annie's now got 8 points in the ball game. It's a 19-point lead for Kearney Catholic, 53-34. There's a shot at the buzzer by Bumgarner, no good, and that's the end of three. Three quarters in the books tonight in girls high school basketball here from the Patriot Gym. The score, it is Kearney Catholic 53, Adams Central 34.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is a destination for everyone on your holiday list. For men, we have casual wear from Tommy Bahama, Nike Golf, St. Croix, and Cutter & Buck. For business attire, we have suits and sport coats from Hart, Schaffner, Marks, Jack Victor, and S. Cohen. And to complete the look, dress shirts and ties. For the ladies, we have Brighton accessories and handbags, shoes, and watches, as well as clothing by Windridge, Aventura, and Sharon Young. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney for that perfect gift for everyone on your list.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Kearney Catholic out on top of Adams Central here tonight in girls high school basketball. The score is 53-34. So the Stars outscore the Patriots 15-12 there in the third quarter to open up a lead here in this second half, as Kearney Catholic will have the first possession of quarter number four here. Teal has got it out here in three-point territory, being hawked out here by Bumgarner defensively for AC as the Patriots are back to their man-to-man defense. Here's a Studi with the ball, brings it inside the free throw circle. Over to Squires, dribbles the ball all the way to the hole, contact made. Or loses control of the ball. She picks it up and throws it down in the corner to Studi. Her shot is no good. The rebound comes down to Kylie Teal. She then loses control of the ball, goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Adams Central ball. Well, the bouncing ball here. 7.5 to play in the ball game. It is all Kearney Catholic here in this contest. 53-34. Adams Central coming back with it, back in their offensive zone. Bumgarner comes out to Wiseman. Over to Fowler. 4-3. Shot good. Jackie Fowler hits a three-pointer for the Patriots. She's now got 9 points in the ball game. And it's now a 53-37 ball game. Back the other way, a three-pointer by Kylie Teal, no good. Long rebound to the far side. Studi grabs it. Keeps the ball alive here with the Stars. Prasoski drives it down the left side of the lane. Contact, and we got traveling violation. Runs right into Brittany Wiseman of Adams Central in the lane there, and a traveling violation is called. It's going to be 11 turnovers on Kearney Catholic here in the ball game. 7:01 to play in the fourth quarter. It's 53-37. Adams Central is trailing here in the ball game. Adams Central threatening to go to 0-4 on the season with a loss here tonight. Adams Central has got it back in their offensive zone. Wiseman for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound goes to the corner. Crable tries to chase it down. She can't get there. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Kearney Catholic basketball. Adams Central has another game tomorrow. Unbelievable how they're starting the season. Yeah, home date with Centura tomorrow night. That'll be their fifth game in the last 8 days. There's the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good by Kearney Catholic Shundoff. Long rebound. It goes into the backcourt. Now we got an over and back violation. If somebody touched it before it went back there, that was Rososki of Kearney Catholic. So an over and back violation of the Stars. Adams Central comes back the other way as they'll play things in right in front of the scorer's table. 6.5 to play in the ball game, 53-37. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Wiseman, entry pass. Bostock throws it on the wing. Now on the right side to Jackie Fowler. Fowler, entry pass again to Bostock. Back out to Fowler. Shot from the corner is up there. A high-arcing three-pointer is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Maddie Squires. Squires gets the ball ahead down in the corner with the basketball down there is Prasoski. She drives the ball against Wiseman. Goes down in the left corner to Shundoff. Her shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, Studi, and she lays it in. Morgan Studi scores there for Kearney Catholic. She's got 6 points in the ball game. An 18-point lead for the Stars, 55-37. Down to 5:50 to play. Here's Crable with the ball. Bounce pass, high post, flasher. Now to Crable again. She loses control of the ball. Double teamed, and now we've got a timeout called. Crable covers the ball up just to the left side of the lane. Tim Marker up off of the bench for Adams Central to save the possession. He calls the timeout. 5:42 to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Kearney Catholic 55, Adams Central 37.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15 and the 10. He's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Four lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kliqfm.com or call 402-463-1230.
10-5, touchdown.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Tomorrow night we'll have USHL hockey here on The Breeze. Youngstown Phantoms will be in Kearney to take on the Tri-City Storm. Face-off will be at 7:30 tomorrow night. Pre-game show at 7:15 here on The Breeze. Then those two teams will come back and play again on Saturday afternoon. It'll be a 3:05 face-off time on Saturday with a pre-game show at 2:50. That's the action of the Tri-City Storm tomorrow night and Saturday right here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Girls high school basketball tonight, all Kearney Catholic. They opened up a good-sized lead in the second quarter after they went toe-to-toe in quarter number one. They led at halftime 38-22, and they have not looked back. 55-37 is the score. Now Adams Central with a turnover. Coming out of the timeout, Josie Bumgardner has whistled for the traveling violation left side of the lane. 14 turnovers unofficially on Adams Central here in the ballgame. 55-37, the Stars have the lead. Kearney Catholic is back with the ball. Strike goes down in the corner now to Messbarger. 200 pass out on top to Squires, dribbles it in the lane. Comes over here to Anna Squires. They work it around down in the deep left corner. Messbarger has got it. Messbarger down to Teal as he drives the ball in the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central basketball. Final score just in. Wood River has beaten St. Paul tonight in boys high school play 60-45. Wood River 60, St. Paul 45. That in boys high school play tonight across central Nebraska. Here's Bumgardner for three. Her shot is up there. No good. Crable grabs the rebound. Emily gets it back out here to Wiseman. Brings it back to Bumgardner to Wiseman. Now to Crable. Left side of the lane. Traveling violation. Some indecision there by Emily Crable of Adams Central. She's a 5'4" freshman making a freshman mistake. 4:52 to play here in the fourth quarter. Adams Central trailing big time by 18 points to the Stars of Kearney Catholic. Maddie Squires with it on the far sideline. Bounce pass goes inside and a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Flasher. That's going to be her fourth. So four fouls on Flasher. That's going to be team foul number six on the Patriots. Non-shooting situation. The next foul will send him to the line for the 1-1. Allie Teal will inbound the ball here for the Stars. Here comes Fowler back in. Here comes Valley Bostock back in now for the Patriots. Teal inbound the ball, just lobs it out here to the elbow, left side of the lane to Maddie Squires. Messbarger moves it down in the corner. That's Kylie Teal. Lobs the ball inside. Anna Squires puts up a shot, partially deflected, and the ball ripped out of there by Adams Central. Grimmett grabs the ball for the Patriots, gets it in the hands now of Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman into the forecourt. Here's Bumgardner with it now. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Bounce pass in the lane is intercepted. Intercepted by Anna Squires as they come back the other way. Messbarger's shot, no good. Battle for the rebound. Kearney Catholic's got it. Follow shot up there, no good by Maddie Squires. Long rebound comes out here to Grimmett. She gets the ball away. Here's Wiseman. Her shot is going to be no good, but she's fouled in the play. And now Brittany Wiseman goes to the free throw line here for AC. So Wiseman draws the personal foul. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Jordan Streit of Kearney Catholic. That's going to be her second. Team foul number five on the Stars. And going to the free throw line will be Wiseman. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Wiseman now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line here tonight for all of her points. Here comes Connor back in there. Here comes Caitlin Long back in there for the Stars. 4:09 to play in the fourth quarter. Kearney Catholic 55, Adams Central 38. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark, and it's going to be no good. Rebound goes to the corner, picked up by Long. Long has got it now to Teal. Nearly lost control of the ball, but gets it under control here to Anna Squires to the near sideline to Prasoski. Out on top now to Connor. Back to Prasoski, left side of the lane. They work it back around. There's a three-pointer. A shot put up there by Kylie Teal. No good. Offensive rebound there as it goes out of bounds on the far sideline. It's going to be Adams Central ball. Anna Squires got the rebound and sent it to the far sideline. Nobody home, and she threw it into the second row of the bleachers. It'll be Adams Central basketball trailing here by 17, 55-38. Brittany Wiseman with the ball out here in three-point territory. High post. They get it to Bostock at the free throw line. Back outside to Wiseman for three. Shot is short. No good. Rebound is brought down here by Bostock as it knocked out of her hands, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on the Stars. It's going to be on Shayla Connor. That's going to be her third. Only the 16th foul in Kearney Catholic, so this will be a non-shooting situation. Adams Central plays things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it inside to Grimmett. Her shot is no good, and she's fouled into play. And now Grimmett goes to the free throw line here for Adams Central as the personal foul is whistled on Anna Squires. That's going to be the third foul on Squires. Team foul number 7 in the Stars. So Alexis Grimmett goes to the free throw line. She's got 8 points in the ball game. She had 6 in the first half. Her shot is up there, and the shot rims off. No good. She is now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. She'll get one more. As she was mauled in the act of shooting. 3:31 to play here in the fourth. Next shot is up there. It is good. Grimmett now at 9. Adams Central will play Centura tomorrow night. Meanwhile, Kearney Catholic, they're on the road playing at Ord. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good by Teal. Offensive rebound. There's Anna Squires driving for the hole, and her shot is up and in. Anna Squires now with 10 points in the ball game. That's a 57-39 ball game now. Adams Central is trailing here in the contest. Bumgardner has got the ball for the Patriots. Goes to the far sideline. Brittany Wiseman back out to Bumgardner. Left side, Fowler throws up a three. Off the front iron, no good. Rebound Grimmett. Her shot's blocked down, but a foul is called. Now the Patriots starting to rebound the ball offensively. Getting to the free throw line here. Personal foul is called on Kylie Teal. That's going to be your third. And going to the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Alexis Grimmett again. 3 out of 6 from the line tonight. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. By the way, the doubleheader tomorrow with Kearney Catholic and Ord from Ord. You can catch on our ESPN Superstation, 1460 KXPN in Kearney. Tomorrow night. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Alexis Grimmett. She's now got 10 points in the ball game. Adams Central is back within 17 points. 57-40 with under 3 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Now some new folks into the ball game for Kearney Catholic. Here's Brzoski. Dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Throws it down in the corner. That's Kylie Teal. Here lost it, but she saves it to Maddie Squires. Here to Teal again. Bounce pass is going to be kicked there by Adams Central's Carly Bostock. And it's going to be Kearney Catholic playing things in here on the near sideline. Flasher comes back in. Here comes Meredith LeMaster back in for the Patriots. Also Emily Crable comes in for head coach Tim Marker. 2:40 to play in the ball game. 57-40. Kearney Catholic has got the lead here in girls high school basketball. Allie Teal will inbound the ball. They get her down here in the three-point territory. Dribbling with it there is Mackenzie Smith, who's into the ball game now. Back inside to Caitlin Long as they work against the Adams Central man-to-man defense as time is ticking down. Here's Smith with the ball in the lane. Her shot is up and in. Smith just checked in there. Mackenzie Smith gets the field goal for the Stars of Kearney Catholic. That makes it 59-40. Here's a steal by Anna Squires, and she goes coast to coast and scores. Anna Squires now with 12 points in the ball game, and now we got a timeout called. Timeout with 2 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Kearney Catholic 61, Adams Central 40.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back here at the Patriot Gym. Kearney Catholic uses a 20-8 run in the second quarter to give them some breathing room here in this one, and the Stars have not looked back. Kearney Catholic leading by 21 points here in the fourth quarter. 61-40 is the score. They got the lead over Adams Central. There's another Patriot turnover as Crable couldn't control it here on the wing, and the left side is picked up by the Stars as they come back the other way. Lots of new folks in the ball game now. Morgan Teal drives the baseline, goes up with a shot, no good. Offensive foul call, and Teal as she runs over Adam Fleischer of Adams Central down there underneath the hole. So a foul's going to go on Morgan Teal. Now here come five new players into the ball game for Adams Central. So we're going to have all kinds of folks in there. Mackenzie Gangwish checks into the ball game for the Patriots. Morgan Bradenkamp comes in there. Also coming in will be Eliza Keller for Adams Central. And also Stasha May is into the ball game, and also Sarah Brown. So each team is pretty well cleaned a bunch here in the final 1 minute and 48 seconds of the ball game. Here's Mackenzie Gangwish with the ball here for the Patriots. Comes over here to Keller. He works it on the left side of the lane. Keller stops. Pass out on top again. It goes out to Gangwish as she holds the ball out there. Mackenzie over here on the wing. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted and throwing the ball down the floor is going to be the Stars, the Mackenzie Smith, and her shot is up and in. Mackenzie Smith gets the field goal there for the Stars. That's her second field goal. She's got 4 points. Bombs away. There's a shot taken there. It's going to be no good by Keller. And the rebound comes out of the Stars. 63-40 is the score. Smith has got the ball here for Connie Catholic. They come out on top now. Here's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central again. That's going to be Keller with the ball. Keller gets it away to Mackenzie Gangwish down in the corner. They feed it inside to Brown. Her shot is up and in. Sarah Brown scoring there. That's her first field goal of the season. Her first points put on the scoreboard here. That's a 63-42 contest. Connie Catholic has got the lead. As they try to drive the ball inside, we're going to have a jump ball call there. Try to drive it inside for the Stars. Let's see, that was Sarah Oldfather who's into the ball game now for Connie Catholic, and she is tied up on the play. Possession arrow pointing in favor of the Adams Central Patriots, so AC will come back with the ball. This is going to be Gangwish with it now. Gangwish comes over here on the near side. Eliza Keller has got it. She dribbles with it out here in three-point territory under 30 seconds to play. Sarah Brown at the free throw line. Her passing will be tipped and is going to be intercepted. Morgan Studi has got the ball now for Connie Catholic. Studi goes to the far sideline, now down in the corner. Here's Morgan Teal. She throws up a three and hits it. Morgan Teal throws up a three-pointer, and she hits it from the corner. It's now 66-42. There's a three-pointer back the other way. It's going to be no good there by Adams Central's Eliza Keller, and it goes out of bounds. So Morgan Teal throws up a three-pointer from the corner in the last possession for Connie Catholic. Everything going down the hole now. And now Rick Petrie says, hold up, and that's going to be the ball game here tonight. The Connie Catholic Stars going to roll past the Adams Central Patriots in girls high school basketball tonight by a score of 66-42, the fourth straight loss now for Adams Central to start the season. The Patriots now 0-4. They will play host to Centura tomorrow night right back here at the Patriot Gym. Connie Catholic, just the reverse. The Stars, a good basketball team. They are deep, and they are good. The Patriots now 4-0 in the season, and they will play again tomorrow night. They will play at Ord at a doubleheader. You can hear it tomorrow night on ESPN 1460 KXPN in Connie. So the Stars rolling past Adams Central tonight in girls high school basketball by a score of 66-42. Back with a recap after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back at Patriot Gym. It was all Kearney Catholic here tonight as they knock off Adams Central in girls high school basketball. The final score of 66-42. The postgame show is brought to you by Misco Sports. Misco's has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come. Call them at the Ord storefront location today. You can see them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on at Misco's now. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. So a seesaw battle throughout the first 8 minutes of action here tonight. Adams Central trailed by just 4 points at the end of one quarter, 18-14. But then the Stars opening up the second quarter in a 10-1 run to go out on top, 28-15. They did not look back. The Stars led by 16 points at halftime, 38-22. They outscored the Patriots again, 15-12 in the third quarter. The lead 53-34 going into the fourth and final period, and the Stars going on to win tonight by a score of 66-42. So Kearney Catholic improves to 4-0 in the season. Adams Central drops to no wins and four losses. Alexis Grimmett again for the second straight game will lead the Patriots in scoring tonight. She had 10 points. Grimmett had 3 field goals, and she was 4 out of 8 from the free throw line. Jackie Fowler had 9 points in the ball game tonight. She had 2 field goals, had a 3-pointer, and she was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. The other scores for Adams Central, we see that Hannah Fleischer had 5 points, all in free throws tonight. Carly Bostock had a couple of field goals, 1 out of 3 from the line for 5. 4 points for Sarah Cougar on a field goal, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 3 points for Brittany Wiseman, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. 2 points for Sarah Brown on a field goal, and Emily Crable got in the ball game and hit a field goal for 2 points. The Patriots, 17 out of 31 from the free throw line tonight, unofficially 17 turnovers in the basketball game. Kearney Catholic, they were led tonight by Anna Squires as she comes up with 12 points in the ball game. She had 6 field goals tonight. Anna Squires with 12 points. Kylie Teal, she had 9 points. She had a 3-pointer, and she had 2 3-point field goals and a 2-point try, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Kylie Teal had 9 points, and Anna Squires had 12 to lead the Stars in the scorebook here tonight. Several other people scored. Michelle Messbarger had 6 points on a couple of field goals and 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Allie Prosowski, she had a 3-pointer, and she was 2 out of 2 from the line for 5 points. Morgan Studi, she had 6 points and a 3 and a 2, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Maddie Squires had 8 points tonight, a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. She was 3 out of 7 from the free throw line. Kayla Shundoff had 4 points. Caitlin Long had 4. Mackenzie Smith had 4 points. Also coming into the ball game late for the Stars of Kearney Catholic was Morgan Teal. She had a 3-pointer for 3 points. And then Anna Bach, she hit a couple of free throws, and she had a 3-pointer. She had 5 points in the basketball game. But Kearney Catholic goes on to win over Adams Central tonight. Final score of 66-42. You're listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll come back and get more right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And Kearney Catholic knocks off Adams Central in girls high school basketball tonight. Final score is 66-42. A couple of other scores here on the Misco Sports postgame show here tonight. A girls-boys doubleheader between St. Paul and Wood River. St. Paul knocking off Wood River in overtime in the girls' ball game. Final score of 37-33. In the boys' contest, it was Wood River over St. Paul by a score of 60-45. In a tournament out in McCook tonight, the McCook boys, they continue to win as they beat Norton, Kansas by a score of 56-29. The junior varsity game here was won by Kearney Catholic over Adams Central by a score of 53-27. So the Stars now 4-0 in the season. They will play at Ord tomorrow night. That'll be a boys-girls doubleheader. We'll have the action for you on ESPN 1460 KXPN. It'll be Adams Central. They'll be back at home playing Centura tomorrow night in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader as the Patriots will play their fifth game in just 8 days as they take on Centura tomorrow night. We will have USHL hockey here on the Breeze. Tri-City Storm will take on the Youngstown Phantoms. That will be a 7:30 face-off tomorrow at the Vero Event Center, 7:15 for the pregame show here on the Breeze. And we'll also have high school basketball coverage on 12:30 a.m. KHAS will be with Hastings St. Cecilia as the Hawks will take on Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night. Airtime tomorrow from Donovan is going to be at 5:45 for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the girls' game, and 7:45 for the boys. So, again, the final score in this one was Kearney Catholic over Adams Central tonight by a score of 66-42. That will wrap things up on the Misco Sports postgame show. For the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, this is Mike Will.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze 94.5.